Classic Hits, 107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. Well, it's a brand new year. We've got Rob Blows here with BST Vacations, Blows and Stewart Travel, with lots to talk about. Rob, can I say Happy New Year? We can still say Happy
Absolutely.
New Year.
Absolutely. Happy New Year to you, too, and all your listeners.
Now, Rob, first off of this morning, news out of the United States is saying that if you're flying into or out of the U.S. today, be prepared for some issues. Hundreds of flights have already been delayed or canceled this morning due to a failure of the notice-to-air mission system. It's always something, Rob, I'm telling you.
Yeah, well, you know, we had a blizzard. That was fun. That messed things up as well. And, you know, this technology stuff, you know, things happen. And I guess we've learned to be very patient people when you're traveling. And COVID has really brought that out too. You know, you just have to be patient, flexible, and you can't really control that stuff.
So, exactly.
You know, just check with your airline you know, it's always a good idea to do online check-in if you can, you know, the 24 hours before you fly. Put the apps on your phones because you'll get updates sent directly to you from the airlines on the apps, which is nice. Because, and to be quite honest with you, sometimes if you have the app, you'll get a notification before I would if I booked your ticket for you. So wise idea to do that, just to keep connected. Travel with a cell phone if you can. You know, if something were to happen en route, we could connect. You know, contact you, those kind of things. Just try and stay as connected as possible.
Exactly. And the last time we chatted, we talked about things like vaccine requirements, and I had a number of people say, gosh, I didn't know that about the United States.
Yes. But, yeah. So the U.S. does have a requirement that you must be vaccinated to cross the border, and their requirement is two shots, basically. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to have the whole four or five that a lot of people have. But, you know, and to be perfectly honest with you, when you're driving across, I just crossed. They didn't ask. But, I mean, if they had, I would have had to provide it. So, I know people that do cross without it that aren't vaccinated. It's just a risk you take, especially if you've invested in it's different if you're just driving across to Detroit for the day. But if you've got a cruise booked or an expensive vacation, you cannot be turned back. You're going to be out some money
because exactly.
It's not an insurable reason. So, mm-hmm. So that's been extended till the end of April.
Okay.
So we'll see if that gets extended beyond. I'm sure it has a lot to do with this new variant and what's coming out of China and things like that. But I can't say for sure, but they are really at the moment the only country in the world that I know of that still requires that.
Is requiring that. But that's good to know, again, especially, you know, if you've invested money in your vacation, in your trip, you don't want that to be the thing that holds you up.
Right, right. So we still ask people, are you vaccinated? Just because of that reason. Mm-hmm. So if you're flying to Mexico, no problem. But you couldn't fly through, connect through the U.S. to get to Mexico. Because when you are flying if you're going through Pearson, you're pre-clearing U.S. immigration, and they often do ask to see it. So you just need to be able to, you know, provide the proof.
And let's talk about passports, too. I know a lot of folks are traveling, and they're checking their passports, and, oh, it's expired, or, oh, I need to update the passport.
Right.
What should they do? Is it Service Canada, or what's the best option?
Yeah, you can do it. I mean, the backlogs, I think, is not as critical as it was before, right? So I know you can go out to Service Canada here in Stratford and drop it off, and don't quote me on this, but I think the turnaround time is like 4 weeks or something like that, 4 to 6. Or you can make an appointment and go in person to Kitchener or London to the passport offices there. And I think the turnaround time is 2 weeks there.
Okay.
So, I think you can't walk into those offices anymore. I think you have to have a time booked.
Okay.
So,
fair enough. Yeah. Again, you can get details with Service Canada and that sort of thing. But let's talk about, in terms of, we got a brand new year, booking early because we've got some great vacation spots for sure.
Absolutely. It's extremely busy right now. I'm even last week and the week leading up to Christmas, which generally is not so busy, was very, very busy.
There
of course,
you
then
go.
We had the storm coming too. So,
but it's interesting, you know, delayed flights or, you know, issues with luggage is not stopping people from traveling.
No, it's very busy. Things are booking up very quickly. And, you know, a lot of people like to fly from London or Kitchener or Hamilton. You know, almost everyone that phones says, I'd rather go from there than Pearson. Some places you can't, you have to go to Pearson. But so those, they book up those departures, right? There's one, and they're only once a week to those destinations out of London, Kitchener, Hamilton. So you need, if you want to do that, book early for sure.
Yeah.
It's definitely going crazy. Europe is booking up as well. We're finding a lot of advanced bookings for Europe this year too. So, you know, don't wait. there are no more real last minute deals because there's no space left. I mean, it's either really expensive, the stuff that's left at the last minute, because it's just, you know, people just don't want to pay that, or it's sold out.
Sounds good. And Croatia, quite a big popular spot.
Yeah, Croatia, very popular. Last 5-6 years, for sure, it's really starting to boom. And there's, like Air Transat actually flies into Croatia once or twice a week in the summertime. So they've got packages you can do. You can rent a car. You can do resort packages, country tours. There's cruises along the coast, which is spectacular.
Nice. Beautiful.
And very, you know, reasonable cost-wise when you're there.
For sure. Anything else, Rob, to let folks know, or just to drop by or get some details, anything else?
Yeah, you know, lots of people traveling still. So just remember, I always remind people, make sure you have medical insurance before you leave the province. Even traveling within Canada, we've got different plans. If you're traveling in Canada, it's a little cheaper. But double check that you've got medical insurance. And again, check your passport validity. Even if it's valid, you just depends on which country you're going to. It still needs to be valid for a certain length of time as well. So just because it's valid doesn't mean they're going to take it.
Yeah. there you go. Yeah. Check your passports for sure. Again, a great travel tips, great information. Again, you can drop by Wellington Street or check it out online. BST Vacations, Blows and Stewart Travel, Rob Blows. Rob, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jamie.